Allah means to say. So Rashi says, Hachikoma, Hai kod the Megareshes Areshikoi. That the rumor goes around that she receives a get goes in the first part of the Mishnah. That means Isha Pnuya. We had a girl here. As far as we knew, everybody knew until now, she was a girl, she wasn't married. But she Yotze Le'akil, now there's a rumor going around that Sayyid Mekodeshes. There's a rumor going around that she got married. So Lochur is now Chashin in Love, Yasur Le'Nosei. We believe this girl, and she's not allowed to remarry anybody. Elul Yais Ish, only to that one man that the rumor was she got married to. Chaz, but what's going to be though? Chaz of Yotze Le'akil Megareshes. But let's say the rumor goes further to say that man gave her a get already. Shagir starts to punish Yotzlakil, then Kudushemumenu. That's the case. As a Rezum Gresheth. In that case, now we say, okay, she's the way she was before. In other words, up until now, we had a girl here. As far as we all knew, she was never married. So today, a rumor goes around saying that she's married. And then tomorrow, a rumor goes around saying that husband gave her get. So we believe it, that she's back to the way she was before, that she's not married at all. So Morris says, my time, what's the reason here? Because Kirl, the Shavri, my, sure, how do we know she's married altogether? Because of the rumor. And right away, the rumor went around to break the first rumor, to say that she received a get. That's why here we believe the Kirl. But Enochanami, in the normal case where we know the Kain is married to his wife, now a rumor will go around saying he gave her a get, we will not believe the rumor. We do not believe a rumor after they're married to break the Nisuyin. Omar Rav says like this, Yotzalah Shem Mizana Beir. If a name goes around, a rumor goes around saying she was a Zaina, she lived with other men, is B'ein Cheshin Lo. We don't believe the rumor. The rumor means nothing. In other words, to make that you want to say now, that you want to say the rumor with that she lived with a guy, and she should be possibly get married to a Kain. So we don't believe this rumor. My time of Pritzusa B'yamu D'chazilah. At most happen was people stand soaring, hanging around with a guy. But the rumor does not mean anything to say that she really lived with them, to say really she's a Zayna, that she should really be also to a Kain. That's not called a good rumor. Tomorrow says, Kitanoi. Really, it's a machlag is Tanoi. The what? Kitanoi. Ochla Bishuk. Let's say we saw her eating in the street. Girgiro Bishuk. Rashi says, she went with a stretched out neck. She went around like a big shot. Hanika Bashuk, she was nursing in the street. The cool in all these cases are Meiwai Metaitse. That if you have such rumors, Stamma, she had loose with somebody and she's taka Taitse. The Kivuayma, Misha Yiso Vyitno Bo Mazaris Bulavana. What's called the real rumor? Only when the rumor goes around by the ladies that sit under the moon and weave there. So Rashi says, Noshim, ladies, Ha Tovois Bashuk, that weave in the street. By the moonlight. For there they send all the rumor, all the gossip they give there. They tell over all the rumors in the city. So when these ladies start talking about it, that's called a rumor. So again, when they start gossiping, talking about it, the ladies that weave under the sun, under the moon. Is so, if you say that Stam people talk, that she walked in the street, she was eating, or she walked with a high head, you want to say that's alone enough of a rumor to say that she had znus. In Cain, if so, you're not going to let a lady stay with a husband. In other words, a lot of times people do these things, the rumors go around like that. If you believe these rumors to say she had znus because of that, then every wife will be also to a husband. Oh, not every, but a lot of them would be. The Torah says no. Ki motzo be'ervas dover. Torah only says when is a husband supposed to give his wife a get? When he found that she really had znus. Ki motzo be'ervas dover. When we found out that your wife lived with another man. Hulahal in the way, but another pasuk it says al pishnai meidim. Oy al pishlei sheidim yokim dover. Then when do we believe this? That your wife really lived with another man? Only if we have two eidim that tell us that she lived with another man. But without two eidim, we don't believe it. So Mal Halan Dover Bur, Afkan Dover Bur. That's the way Yagzin says no. When do we say a wife is also to a husband because of znus? Only when we know it really happened. When you have two eidim saying that she had znus. But just on these rumors that your wife walked in the street with an outstretched neck, or eating, or nursing, for that alone she doesn't become also to a husband. Or else she doesn't become also to a kain. We can't say even if she's a girl, we can't say because of that she lived with a guy to say that she's a zayin to be also to a kohen. We don't say this. Unless we have, like we'll soon see, cases where it's bar. Tell her about a word like this. Bula, if a rumor goes around the city to say that she's a bula. As far as we know right now, she was a psula, this girl, didn't live with a man yet. A rumor goes around, no, she lived with a man already. Ain't Christian law, we're not afraid of it. In other words, to say that she should be asked to get married to a kohen gadol, no, we don't believe the rumor. Nisuya, let's say a rumor goes around to say that she was married already, she lived with a man already. Ain't Christian law, so we don't believe it, that means nothing. Arusa, let's say a rumor goes around to say that what, that she was married, she had kedushin. Also, ain't Christian law, that means nothing, stam a rumor. That she can get married to somebody else. Shaloi leploini. Arusa ain't Christian law. Shaloi leploini, ain't Christian law. The rumor went around that she got married, but we don't know to who. Rashi says, there's a rumor going around that she got married today. But we don't know what the man's name is. That she got married stam. So such a rumor goes around, we're not afraid of that. Mamzeres and Choshenlo. The rumors go that this girl's a mamzeres, we don't listen to it. Shivcho and Choshenlo. Hikdish plon in the chosav. The rumor went around today, this man was makdish all his nechosim. So he can't have enjoyment from it, it's all hegdish. Or else Hifka plon in the chosav. This man was makdish nechosim. Ain't choshen lehen. For such rumors means nothing, you don't have to believe these rumors. Omar Ulu says like this. Loisha shoma keil havoro. Even in the Mishnah, it doesn't stop mean a rumor went around town that we're afraid of the rumor to say that she got married. Ella rather, where is their case? What does the Mishnah mean? That Yotza Shmo Bia, that she got married, and we believe it. Ella Kedai Shihei Neris Delekis. We have to know that the Maisa, there were candles in the house. O Mitos Mitzoyas, and the bed was made. O Bnayodim Nechnasim V'yotzim. And people were going in and out of that house. V'yomrim, and they said over that Ploinis Miskadeshus Hayim. This lady is getting married today. That's a rumor. So Mara says Miskadeshus, that she's getting married. But Vidumalay Aktishar, maybe they didn't do it really. Aim or rather say, people are saying, Ploinis Neskatra Hayoim, that this lady got married today. That's called a good rumor. But since everybody knows that in the house there were neighbors there that looked nice and people going in and out, so that's called like Raglayan Ladova, that something was doing there. So now if a rumor goes around that no one was doing in the house today, that they're getting married today, that's called a good rumor. So the Chaim Tony Levi also learns like this. Loisha Yishma Kerlavor, that's time people talk. El Kadeh, but rather it has to be. She hey neiros alekas. We knew that there were lights in the house. O mitas mitzoyas, the beds were made. Venoshim tovas lor haner, and the ladies were the weaving under the by the candlelight. O the simchois lo, and the happy. For yameris, and they say ploinius miskadeshes hayoyim miskadeshes, that so and so was getting married today. That's called a rumor. For the Gemara writes that she's getting married, but v'dumalay iskusto iktisha. Maybe she didn't get married. Papa, I would rather say the rumor was ploinis niskatcher hayoyim. So in such a case, when we have a raglayan ledover, we see that was going on, something was going on there in the house today, and now the rumor goes around that they were getting married today, and the rumor is that they did get married today. Such a rumor we believe, and of that the Mishnah says that she is miskadeshes. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Loisha Shoma Kolav, again, not to stam the Mishnah means we stam heard a rumor. Loisha Shoma Kolav Ora. And the Kadesh, and there was the Lekat, there were candles lit. Or Mitas Mitzot, the bed was made of the Yodin of Lazmi Yotzim, people going in and out. Omer Dov is there who curl. That's called a curl. Loyomer Dov is there, if they don't say such a stuff as that, Amasla. That's called an excuse that the get means nothing. The Mar says, Loyomru, Voloyomru, Voloyklum. The Mar said, they didn't say it, it means nothing. So what are you telling me now? It's like there was an excuse there. It's better than that. It's not called a curl at all together. You don't have to come out to an Amasla. So Mar says, just means Lafuke with the Rabba Barhuna. The Yomar Amasla Shomru. You know what an Amasla means? An excuse means, Afilo Mikan Viad Yud Yomin. An excuse means, even if they give up, even if the excuse comes out first, within 10 days. Rashi says, "Lafuki amasle shom mishnasenu sheshoyves occurs." Excuse breaks the rumor. The afil lo yotzim akliven. There, even if the excuse doesn't come out the same time the rumor comes out, it only comes out 10 days later. So kamash shmulan loy omru who dehevi amasla ho omru lehevi amasla. And amasla only means that he didn't say it. Rashi kamash shmulan hachol loy omru davis zeh amasla hachakama loy gomru adav loyitzi kol mekuyim or mesuyim eloyitzi shoyver im akil. In other words, what's called an excuse If right now, when the curl, the rumor first goes out, right now there's an excuse with the rumor. Like we see something's wrong with this rumor. That breaks the rumor. But any time first the rumor went out that she was married, and there's nothing wrong with that rumor. For as later, 10 days from now, we hear that there was a tanai with the Kedushin, with the Mishnah's Mashmano, that does not break the rumor. In other words, the amasla, the break, has to be with the beginning of the rumor. Omer Rabab, Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav. Again, lo shishama kol avora. Mishnah does not mean stam. There was a rumor going out that she was married. Ela, but rather kadei shayomru ploini meheichon shama. We have to investigate and hear people. Like, where did you hear this? People are talking out to say, we know the way this girl got married today. So you have to ask this person you heard it from, where did you hear it from? Like, at shayomru ploini meheichon shama mi ploini u ploini mi ploini u boikim vochem at shemigil ledovor habor. So we come out to a clear case. Dovra borfrat kumar edis mal yisu. Like you saw, they come down to a clear case. Question means, till you hear mamish two edim said that they were there by the kedushin, so it's not a rumor anymore. That's mamish called edis then. So that's not called a rumor. It's not called stamakoil. Ela rather means like this. Ki yosti rav shmu ba yud omar abab omar afuna. Omar rav. Loisha shomakoil avora. Not that they heard stamakoil. They asked the person, where did you pick it up from? Where did you hear it from? Meplani, from somebody. If so, meplani. But the two people that I heard it from, they went away. So the kids, you hear pretty clear, like you check it down. The first person that started off with those Zaydim, like they were skipped town, they're not here. So that's called a good rumor. In other words, pretty reliable. You got it down to the real source, where it started off from. Check out that real source. They're not here right now. Okay, I can't check it out. So if they would be here, they would say no. So that's it. There's nothing. If they would say yes, that's called Eidus, they know they really got married. So where's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? It's only called the rumor or curl where we believe the curl. In this case, we checked out that some of the people talking, we came down to the, they know exactly where it started from. I check out with those two people. Those two people are not here. So that's called the good curl. Omaleya Bail Rav Yosef. Mevatlin Kerla Le Mevatlin. Could we do something now to try and stop a rumor or not? Could we be Mevatl the Kerla or not? Omalei, he said back, Midyom Rav Chizda. Since Rav Chizda said, Ad Sheyishmu Piyak Sherim, until you hear the rumor from Kosher people, Shemaminu Mevatlin the Kerla, Mashma, we could be Mevatl the Kerla. Joshua Pik Sherim, Sheyomu Mekloini Shemanu, V'olchum Lina Sayom, Alma Kinu Rabbonim Emilsei, the Rabbonim will make all about a Kerel. V'shmamino Adibat Kinen Bosochi, if you check after this, and you find out that it was Sheker, well, it would be Mavato the Kerel. In other words, the Kerel is only if we checked it out. So you're allowed to stop here. But if somebody investigates further, and finds out that the Kerel is Sheker, he's allowed to break the Kerel. Omalei said back, Omalei Adarab, just the opposite. Medium Rav Sheshes. Afilu mepinoshim have a curl. Even you don't hear it over lady from lady. It's called a curl. Shemamina that we're pretty machmir about a curl. And lema batlin a curl. Therefore, once the curl went out, we cannot break the curl. Omalei said back to him, Asvosa ninu. Rashi mekaymois chalukim menhagim. There are different places, have different menhagim. The Surya mevatli curl. They used to break a curl. If they could find out the rumor was false, they would break the curl. You don't have to listen to the curl. Ben Ardoi in them minig was Lemavat Likurla. More says, who did not fickle Kurl Dikdisha? There was a person that occurred whenever he got married. Levar Be Rav. Tabar Be Rav. So there a lady got married to Yeshiva Bacha. Asya Rav Chomeli Abu. Rav Chomeli brought to his father. Omalei Emily Hechev Yubza. Tell me what was the story. So he went to the Chos, to the Bacha's father and asked him what happened here. Omalei, so like this. Al Tanai Kodesh. I made a Kedushin on a Tanashin. I made a plan of kedushin. I dated loy also levechuzoi. I only made the kedushin. I'm not. So he doesn't go to vechuzoi. The yosman he went there. So the kid to the kedushin is no good. Omelet he said back. Kivon the beidno to every kerla lehevi amaslo. But listen, when the curl went out that she got married, we did not hear this tonight. This condition. So therefore, lav kochemincha to machzak to amaslo. You cannot later break this curl. We don't believe you made this tonight. Like we had before. Our Mishnah says that the breaking has to be there, b'shas the curl first went out. But here that the father is first making up this breaking later, that's nothing. He did not forget to curl the yikisha. There was a man again, the curl went out and he got married. B'yatzifa de tuchla.
Rashi says that's like unripe dates. Bina Devei Shifa, by this Mayan, this river called Bina Devei Shifa. That's where they got married. But the kids said the Kedushin was made with unripe dates. So Shocher, that was the rumor. So Shocher Ravidi Baravon the Kaimi Devaya, he had this question in front of Abaya. Ki Agavin, this type of a case, my, what's the locha? Could we be Mevatel the Kail later? Like, we find out that they didn't get married, could we be Mevatel the Kail? Omelet, he said back, that Afilu Lamandi Yomalem Afilu Loy Mevatelin and Kolom, even according to the Mandi Yomalem that it says, once the rumor went out, we do not take it away, we're not Mevatel the Kail. We hope Mevatelin and Kail, but over here we would be Mevatel the Kail. Because Meimo Amri, we would say, Ainibu Rabbonin be Gedushay, the Rabbonin looked into this type of the Gedushin. So you have the boy Shevapruta, and it wasn't worth a Shevapruta. So therefore, like, since at the beginning, the rumor was that they got married with something like unripe dates, which isn't worth too much. So everybody would understand later, the fact that we say the Kedushin is nothing, the rumor is nothing, is they won't, like Rashi speaks out, the reason not to be Mavat L'Koyol is because of a Kashad. People say, no, she really was married. But over here, it's like the Amaklo was given out at the beginning. Since right away the rumor was she got married with an unripe date, so everybody would just say the reason why we say now the Kedushin is no Kedushin, because the Rabbanu was a Mayan, the Rabbanu looked into this, and they saw that that date was not worth a Shevapruta. So that's why they say the Kedushin is not Chal. So over here it's nothing to say the Kedushin is not Chal, therefore here in this type of a case, we would be Mevatlinon Lekoyla. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that pay test, the bottom line of on Omar Aleph, the bottom line, who does? Who did Nofikol or Kirill the Yiktisho? There was a Kirill that went out, a rumor went out in the city to say that this man got married. Lechad